Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson talking Storm Lake girls basketball with Coach Mel Fisher. And Mel, the winter season is upon us, and it's going to be looking and feeling a lot like winter by the time your season is scheduled to get underway.
It sounds like it. We're hoping we can get tomorrow's game in.
Yeah, tomorrow, multiple inches of snow in the forecast, so hopefully it does not jeopardize your season opener. And let's talk about, first of all, practice in the off season. Have things gone all right so far?
So far, so good. We've been crunched with time. Last week was conference week here at school for us, and so we were limited with our time we could practice. And then this week, you know, you always have those preseason pictures and meetings and all those things that take away valuable minutes from practice. So we've been a little time crunched, but I think we've seen some good things in the time we have had. So
making the most of the time that you do have. And as far as returning players, the one that sticks out foremost to me has to be Madison Gaffney, who I'm sure you're going to expect a lot from this year.
We are. And she comes back with a lot of experience. She's been playing varsity since she was a sophomore. She averaged about 9 points and 5 rebounds a game for us last year, and we're looking for her to increase that output to at least 12 points a game, and 6 or 7 rebounds a game would be nice.
What about other returning players on the roster?
Naomi Castillo is our other one that returns with a lot of experience and playing time. She fought some injury off and on last year, but those two were really our main contributors that are coming back this year.
What about some newcomers? You said as far as the numbers went last year, you had a lot of freshmen out, and hopefully the numbers situation is still good, but how about some others that may fill some voids?
Right now we're looking at Cecilia Yanga and Michelle Carrillo to add some depth to our post play. We've got a really nice group of guards this year with Brianna Soto and Nylea Valdivia, Kaylee Oler, and then Ariel Bazzoni, who's a sophomore who's just has shown that she can play inside and play outside, and then Julie Patrick, who had an awesome cross-country season, is adding a lot of depth and speed to our guard play as well.
Well, it's good you mentioned that you have some options in the backcourt, because one of your three departures from last season was Riley James, who handled the point for you. So who do you figure to be your primary ball handler?
Right now it's looking like Brianna Soto. She's a sophomore, made a lot of gains this summer, spent a lot of time in the gym. And kind of looking at her being our main ball handler, with, of course, Naomi with the experience helping out, and then Nylea as well. And then Julie, when she comes in, will add that speed element with ball handling.
What about the numbers? Are they pretty steady from where they were a season ago?
We're at 21 right now. You know, we started the season 28-30, depending on the day. Mm-hmm. And as you get through that first week, you always lose a handful here and there. And so we're at 21 right now, which isn't great, but it's allowing us, we had enough to do a freshman team, a JV team, and a varsity team, so
okay.
That's nice.
That's good. So collectively as a team, what are some improvements that you've been seeing as you've gone along with practice?
I think we're going to be quicker this year, offensively and defensively, hoping to be able to play a little bit more man with that quickness. And offensively, I think we should have some more output this year. That's always been kind of a big thing for us, is we haven't been able to score a lot of points. And I think this year that's going to turn around.
Mel, you said being competitive was one of the main things you were looking at a season ago. With that in mind, what are some goals that you've talked about?
For us, you know, it's still kind of the same thing. We're definitely a better team than we've been in the past, but we play in such a tough conference that it's hard to judge our success on how we stand in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it's taking advantage of those non-conference opportunities. And in the conference, we do have some teams that we can easily knock off, and we just have to take advantage of that and not hurt ourselves in games.
Well, the conference, speaking of the lakes, Spirit Lake, Western Christian, also Cherokee comes to mind, should be a few teams that are going to be tough to contend with.
Yep, you know, those three you mentioned, and I think Spencer's going to be much improved this year. They had a lot of injuries last year, and all those kids are back, so they're going to be a much improved team this year as well. And even Lamar's, I think, is going to be up there and competing in for that top rank in the conference. So So, you know, there's not an easy night for us when you play in the Lakes Conference.
No question about that. And we're recording this here on Thursday as you're bracing for hopefully your season opener tomorrow night, weather permitting, at home against East Sac County, which will have a broadcast along Storm Lake Radio. And then looking ahead to the Jamboree at the Storm Lake High School on Saturday, as we were talking about beforehand, a new addition to the mix this year who you'll be taking on in the nightcap.
Yeah, we're going to play Lamar's Galen this year. They're new to the Jamboree and a team that had a lot of success in their volleyball program this fall. So not sure what if they, you know, that correlates into the same kids playing basketball or not, but just a great opportunity for us to come out after playing our first game and get a chance to work in a half a game setting on some of those things we saw from the night before that need a little fine-tuning before we really get into the season.
Storm Lake girls basketball coach Mel Fisher. Mel, thanks so very much for the time and all the best this year. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Ryan.